When did you start noticing in your life problems with your heart, or and what did that feel like for you?
Actually, I didn't have any sensations or anything. It was I was trying out for football when I was 15 years old, and they heard a heart murmur.
And when did things hit a more serious moment with your health?
In 1998, I started to have what's called atrial fibrillation, and I could feel that. My heart would start fluttering and stuff like that. So my cardiologist recommended that I go on a medication. And when that didn't really solve the problem, they did something that's called cardioversion, which they try to get your heart back into that normal rhythm to get stop the atrial fibrillation. That worked for a little while. But by March of 1999, I had my first event of this, what's called ventricular tachycardia, where my heart sped up so fast that I passed out. And luckily, I was married, married after all that. You know, in 99, I was married. I have two children. By that time, my son was a freshman in college. He had played sports in high school. So he was taught CPR on the football field. My two children and my wife saved my life that night. That was March the 14th of 99 is when I had the event. I woke up on March the 17th in the hospital. But I had March 19th, I was implanted with my first defibrillator. So that was something that it monitors your heart. If it sees the fast rates going up, it shocks it back into normal.
So how long after that did you realize that you might need a heart transplant?
By 2010, I had a couple procedures up at the University of Pennsylvania called ventricular tachycardia ablation. And that extended my life and kept me going, you know, with the thing. But once I would start getting these episodes of these, you know, the fast tachycardia where I would get shocked a lot, it was every time that happens, it's destroying a little bit more muscle of your heart. In 2010, I had my last event, and that's when my doctor said, it's time to start looking into the transplant.
Were you afraid that, like, what if I don't get a transplant? Why not? Will you talk a little bit about how you felt in regards to your children? Were you worried that you might not have a lot of time with them?
Yeah, at that time, by 2010, both my daughter and son were married. I had just had my second granddaughter, and in April. In March of that year, in March of 2011, I found out my son was going to have his first baby. And so I was worried about, you know, I mean, my children had been exposed to it, you know, since the beginning of their life, because I would go into the hospital, have the catheterizations. My wife was my crutch, my support. Every time anything happened, she was always there. And I guess the main worry was, what am I going to, you know, if I step out now, you know, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen to my family?
So you did get a heart transplant on Mother's Day of 2011. So my question for you is, what was the following Father's Day like? I know you went to Rehoboth Beach with your family.
Yeah, and it was great. I mean, I started walking. By that time, my oldest granddaughter was 4. And in the mornings, I'd get up and go for a walk, and she walked along with me. And I was still in recovery. You know, I couldn't run or, you know, do things like that. I was still getting used to the new medications that I was on for the immunosuppressant drugs that you have to take to stop rejection. And I had to go to the University of Pennsylvania a lot.
So now it's been 4 years since the transplant. So it's your fourth Father's Day post-transplant. Mm-hmm. So what's changed, and how do you feel now, 4 years into the new heart?
Before the transplant, that winter before, my granddaughter was at the house, the four-year-old, and I was sort of just sitting out there. We were playing in the snow, and all of a sudden she took off running down the street, and I'm just hollering for somebody, you know, stop her, because there was no way I could even, you know, the cold air and all that. She's 8. The second one will be 5 in July. The third one will be 4 in October. And if you know anything about children at that age, they're pretty active. They like to do a lot of things. I can just, you know, I can do almost anything. You know, I can catch them.